That's the big Donkey Kong. Little retro music for this morning. I thought we'd throw that out to our guest, Krista Yang, Manager of Public Relations at Nintendo of America. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing okay. I guess we're technology. We always talk about gaming, and there's all this sort of virtual reality kind of gaming, and almost like you're a part of it. But Nintendo's doing something kind of in the retro reign. Tell me about this retro gaming trend that's going on.
Sure. So we're really excited about the NES Classic Edition, which is this little miniature version of the original NES system that actually launched back in 1985. And this little Classic NES Edition comes with 30 of your favorite NES games preloaded into the system so you can relive all your childhood memories or maybe share your memories with someone new.
Is this gaming system just hooked up to your big screen or computer like a larger system, or how does it work?
Yeah, very easy to plug in and play. The system comes with an HDMI cable, so you basically plug it into your TV. It comes with a controller. It's actually the exact as the original NES controller, and you can just plug in and play, and these games are amazing. You were just playing the Donkey Kong music. That's one of my favorites, but there's also Super Mario and The Legend of Zelda. It's all packed in and ready to go.
So they've left some of that sort of, I want to use the word cheesy or low-grade kind of music? You haven't kind of brought in a 60-piece orchestra to update anything?
These are actually the original games, just as how you might remember them from back in the 80s. So, yeah, you can take a little journey into time and really relive your past.
Why is retro gaming becoming a thing now? Is it that nostalgia of those kids that were 8 years old and getting this game, and then now they're sort of in the adult world and want to relive a little of that? What's the thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's for both. You know, if you're like me, you know, I grew up playing classic NES games, so to be able to relive my childhood again with this little mini system is so much fun. But if you also want to share these classic games, and these are amazing games, with a new generation, this is a good time to do that as well. You know, it's cool that you know, these kids may have not played these games before, so having a chance to share these memories with them is really exciting.
Sometimes when you look at nostalgia, you like television shows or programming, you have sort of this bigger memory of it. Will these things live up to our expectations, or will we suddenly realize, what were we thinking?
Oh, I think it will live up to your expectations. I was playing Super Mario Bros. The other day, and I totally had a blast from my childhood sitting on the TV discovering these games for the first time. So I don't think you can get sick of these. I mean, Mario has been around for a while, and he's pretty cool still.
Now, have you gotten any better? I mean, does age help us, or are we still just stumbling to a certain level, and then that's it?
I think I was better as a kid, actually. I don't even know how I got through those games as a kid, but it's still fun to play them.
That's great. And is this able to be done with multiple people, or are we still doing sort of just one person? How does that work usually?
Yeah, there are some games within the 30 that are two-player experiences, so you can certainly play two-player games on here. In the package, it comes with the system and a controller included, and we also have the controller separately as well, so you can get a second controller and play those two-player games.
Well, besides this retro stuff, what else is new? Where's the future? Where's gaming heading that Nintendo's being a part of?
Sure. So we have a ton of games on our other systems as well. We have the new Nintendo 3DS XL, which is our handheld. And handhelds are awesome for the holidays because you're traveling a lot. You might want to take the system on the go with you. You can definitely do that with the 3DS XL. And one of the games that I'm most excited about for that system is Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. Pokemon has been such a phenomenon this year, and these two games launching in November will really take you deep into the Pokemon universe. You know, you're playing as a trainer, you're exploring a new region, over 700 Pokemon to catch, battle, and trade, and it's just such a fun game to play for the holidays.
I'm looking at your release here. What is Paper Mario? What is that about?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too. So that game is for Wii U. Paper Mario Color Splash is an adventure game starring Mario. You know, just like I was saying, retro Mario from there to Paper Mario, it's still really cool. And Mario in this 2D paper form is on a whole new adventure, and it's a great game to play with family and friends this holiday as well.
You know that Mario with all that running around, you think he would lose a little weight?
He's still pretty fit.
Yeah, I guess he can do that. But it's a lot of fun to look back and also see. And now, for those people who thought, I wish I had kept those games, or how do I hook up the old machine, or it doesn't work the way it used to, now it's a chance to get this new one. Again, what's it called, and how do people find out? It's out now, right?
It's actually out on November 11th for $59.99. It is called the Nintendo Entertainment System NES Classic Edition. And for more information about that and all of our other games that I talked about today, you can head to Nintendo.com.
Sounds great. Christy Yang, the Manager of Public Relations of Nintendo America, thanks for joining us and sharing
this. Thanks for having me.